Jai Baba, this is Mehrusbe Bharucha speaking with my father on True Intuition Comes From Calmness.
Jai Baba. Okay, Meher, here's another quote. Don't let gut feelings lead our lives. There is no substitute for common sense and calm reflection. Leave the gut for digestion. You understood anything?
No.
No? Okay, come here.
Okay.
Come here. Okay. Okay, you got your pillows on? So, don't let gut feelings lead our lives. What is the gut?
Inside the
gut. Gut is part of the stomach. Okay? There is no substitute for common sense and calm reflection.
There is nothing like...
Louder, please.
There is nothing like helping the common sense become more sensible.
Okay, let me get it. There is nothing like helping the common sense become more common sense. Wow. I'll have to spend at least 3 weeks now decoding that sentence. No, basically it means this one. Many times we take decisions saying, oh, I just felt it in my gut. Oh, I just knew. But most of those times, what we want to happen, no? We convince ourselves that, no, this is the right thing. Okay?
Then even if it's a wrong thing, we convince ourselves.
We convince ourselves. We say, no, my gut is telling me. Your gut is only meant for digestion. It's part of your stomach. Okay? It is only when you are calm. Only when you are calm. And only when you have stepped a little back from the situation. You know, when someone comes for a guidance, no? We will give it to them very well. Do this, don't do this. If I were you, I would have done this. But when it comes to our own selves, no?
We don't know. We also make those mistakes.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
We also make those mistakes.
Yes. Why? Because we are too entangled in that situation. Okay?
That's so you never say, if I were you, I would have done this or like that. You just give them guidance who never supposed to be that.
Yeah.
You don't tell them, if I were you, I would have done this. My feeling says that you shouldn't have done that. You don't tell them.
I'll give you an example. Sometimes you have to step back a little away from the situation to give yourself or somebody guidance. You know, I was sitting a year back on a Sunday evening on a balcony, and I was seeing the sun set, and I was saying certain prayers to the sun, and I was just thinking how huge the sun is. The earth is a dot to the sun, right? And I was thinking, wow, how the goddess has made everything, right? And suddenly, you know, a small bird perched itself on the parapet. And you know what? I couldn't see the sun. You know what I'm saying? And here I am talking about how huge the sun is, and the earth is a dot to the sun, and here comes this bird, so small, perches itself and blocks the sun off. Now imagine, the bird is not even a dot to the earth.
Yeah.
But it has blocked the mighty sun. And that is when Baba told me, take a step back and you'll be able to see the sun. And I moved a little back and then I could see the sun. So when there are decisions to be taken, you need to be calm first. You need to ask yourself, forget what I want. What is the right thing? What is a sensible thing? I may not agree with it, but it is a sensible thing. Okay? Many times we want something to happen, so we say, no, I've got an intuition. It's my gut. And then, you know, everything blows in our face. So whenever you want to take a decision, don't take it impulsively.
Like one time,
loudly.
One speech and drama class day before yesterday on Thursday, and ma'am said that now we're going to play the game. So I gave us like, she gave us these chips, and on the chips will be written a few things. Now there's no specific number. There are many different things. There can be 2, there can be 5, there can be 10. So we had to describe them. We didn't have to add them up. We have to describe them. Like now, if lunch came, the word lunch came. So it came in my chips. So I had to describe it like, what do we eat at 1:15? I can't act it out.
I know. It's down she does.
Like a dinosaur. Yeah. I can't act a dinosaur. I have to describe it. And I was just sitting over there when ma'am said, yeah, and our row was first. And I had to raise my hand. And ma'am said, do you want to come? So I said, okay, fine, just go. As in, I went. And I did. And I was a little nervous. I don't know why. Nervous. But I still did it.
You did it? Very good. Has got absolutely nothing to do with the explanation I'm giving, but anyway.
I wouldn't say it.
Okay, no, hold on. Go. So, what I'm trying to say is, whenever we have to take a decision, will you stop fiddling around, man, behind the camera?
Ask me, should I turn it around?
Do whatever you want.
Okay.
So, what I'm trying to say is this. Intuition can be accurate if we are calm first, not when we are rattled. All true intuition comes from a place of calmness. It does not come from a place of entanglement. Okay? Mayur, you got it? So whenever you, I'm not there, mom's not there, and you want to take a decision, first calm down. Okay? Got it? Jai Baba.